attend each merryman's friend that does but as best as he may to banish old wrong with a cup and a song and drive the cold winter away. And to mum, your neighbours are come with whistles of nut brown ale to drink and carouse, and may all in this house be as merry as bucks in the dale. It's good bread and cheese we ask for our fees to make us the longer to stay, to banish old wrong with a cup and a song and drive the cold winter away. Thank you.
The wren, oh, the wren, he's the king of all birds. On St. Stephen's Day, he got caught in the fur. So it's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for to bury the wren? Hoppin', boppin', diddle it out, diddle 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 diddle. Well, it's Christmas time, that's why we're here. Please be good enough to give us an ear, for we'll sing and we'll dance if you give us a chance, and we won't be coming back for another whole year. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a-dop, hoppin' fiddle-a-dop, dootin' boppin' fiddle-a-dop, dootin' boppin' bum. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a-dop, hoppin' boppin' doodle-dop, dootin' boppin' fiddle-a-dop, dum da da doodle-dum. We'll play Kerry Ball, cos they're real hot stuff. We'll play the Mason's Apron and the Pinch of Snuff. John Maroney's Jig and the Donegal Reel. Music made to put a spring in your heel. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a-da, hoppin' boppin' diddle-dum, 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 diddle-dum. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a, diddle-dum, 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 diddle-dum. If there's a drink in the house, would it make itself known before I sing a song called The Banks of the Loan? A drink with lubrication in it for me poor dry throat, then I'll sing like a linnet. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a-dum, hump dum 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 dum. Oh, please give us something for the little bird's wake. A big lump of pudding or some Christmas cake. A fistful of goose and a hot cup of tea. And then we'll all be going on our way. Hoppin' boppin' fiddle-a-dum, diddin' daddle diddin' daddle doodin' boppin' fiddle-a-dum, diddin' diddle-dum. Ha-dum-dum, diddle-a-ba, diddle-a-ba, diddin' daddle doodin' boppin' fiddle-a-dum, dum diddle-dum. Oh, the wren, he's the king of all birds. And St. Stephen's Day, he got caught in the fur. So it's up with the kettle and it's down with the pan. Won't you give us a penny for to bury the wren?
Thank you. Well, good evening and happy December. My name is Carl Cumley. This show is called Sholta Gael. Music from all over the Celtic world. The show's title, Sholta Gael, actually means the Celtic dispatch, but we bring in music from everywhere in the Celtic world. We bring it in from Australia, from the United States, of course, from Brittany, Wales, Cornwall, Scotland, and of course, Ireland. And what we heard right there was music from the Chieftains off of an album called The Bells of Dublin, their Christmas offering from a few years ago. And we heard a medley called The Wren, The Wren. It's a really interesting facet of the Christmas holidays, and we're going to talk some more about that. But a real interesting facet of the Christmas holidays that there are pagan elements and superposition that inform our Christmas traditions. When they sing about the wren, there is a tradition in Ireland of a combination of mumming and hunting and asking alms where boys, traditionally the wren boys, girls now too, dress up in outrageous costumes, sometimes cross-dressing, and participate in a ritual where they go out into the fields and beat the bushes and try to kill a little bird called the wren and then bring it back to the village and exhibit it door to door and ask for alms or money for the funeral. That's the idea there. And a whole host of songs in that set. One is The Arrival of the Wren Boys. The second is called a dance tune called The Dingle Set. Then Kevin Kniff, who is the vocalist with the Chieftains, has been now for 30-some years, I think. Kevin Kniff and the Voice Squad. You may have heard of the Voice Squad. They did the a lot of the soundtrack to the movie Waking Ned Devine a number of years ago. The Voice Squad backing up Kevin Kniff on a song called The Wren in the Furs. And then a set of reels and Northumbrian pipes from Catherine Tickell. And the piper through the meadow strayed, and this is the season to be merry vocals with Kevin Kniff and the Voice Squad again. It's a great album, a terrific addition to your Christmas listening fair, if you have that sort of an inclination. Before that, we heard an album from Robin Williamson called Drive the Cold Winter Away. That's the name of the song. Winter's Turning is the name of the album. And we're going to drill down and explore some of these traditions. Particularly, I'm interested in talking a little bit about the Celtic and Welsh and Cornish and Scots tradition of wassailing. And it has an interesting history from the name of the practice itself, wassail or veshail, as it originally was called, and the Celtic elements, the pagan elements which inform it, doing honor to apple trees and the entire connection between the apple tree in Celtic culture and the apple tree as a symbol of Christ in Christian culture, and how those two mingle together in our wassailing tradition. But don't want to get too deep into some of the arcana, at least not right off the bat. So let's go ahead and listen to a little bit more traditional Christmas tune, The Holly Bears the Berry. This is from an album by the Poor Clares called Songs for Midwinter on KGNU.
As white as the moon.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Thank you. This time of the year is spent in good cheer.
Music from Lorena McKennitt and her album To Drive the Cold Winter Away. It's a beautiful album, very atmospheric, even though it's, it's an almost 30-year-old album. Just tremendous to still hear that and how fresh it seems. Prior to that, we heard a Breton carol, that is a carol from Celtic Brittany, sung in the Breton language by Nolwenn Monjarre, and it's also from the Chieftains' Bells of Dublin album. Let's talk a little about wassail. We're used to hearing, "Here we come a wassailing among the leaves so green," and there are a great many wassailing songs in the Celtic tradition. The term wassail, as we use it in English, can mean a couple of things. It can mean the custom of going door to door, which is the "here we come a wassailing." It can also be the drink itself, wassail. But the word wassail comes from it actually is a relic of the Norse invasions of Britain and Ireland over the centuries, and is a corruption of the term vesheil, meaning to be healthy. And it was used as a toast, you know, the way you would say skål or prost or kampai, you would say vesheil. And that's how the term entered our lexicon. The drink itself is traditionally made of apples, either hard cider or apple brandy, and often nowadays you can have it made with a beer, a porter, a brown ale, something like that, or you can use brandy and sherry together, and that's actually the version I use. But in addition to the heated alcoholic beverage, you add a phenomenal quantity of simple syrup in which you have infused cinnamon, ginger, nutmegs, cloves, allspice to give it that tremendous Christmas feel. And you also add, in the manner that we do it, a dozen baked apples. And then to that, as if all of that weren't enough, in an exercise of lily gilding, which is only appropriate at the holidays, you add a meringue, whipped egg whites, beaten egg whites, into which you have folded the scrambled yolks of the eggs. And when you pour that into the alcoholic mixture, it foams and it creates this wonderful, thick, yellowish-white froth on the top. And that froth is actually part of it's part of the experience. The froth is called the lamb's wool, and it was traditional in the 16th and 17th centuries, and probably long before that, to go out to the apple orchard and toast the best-bearing apple tree in the orchard, and to actually pour cider or wassail on the roots of the tree and put toast in the branches. And sometimes there would be cakes, like tea cakes, that would be used in place of the toast. But it was very much an orchard-honoring ritual. And this probably betokens a little bit of my own really tremendous nerdiness. I decided to do a little bit more research on wassail, and I came across a book which had been written in 1919, so almost 100 years ago, called The Origin and Meaning of Apple Cults by a Cambridge Don by the name of J. Rendell Harris. And Harris writes, the use of the term wassail for the ceremony shows that it has come down out of Saxon times, but there is much more in the account than can be explained by the Saxon habit of drinking health to everybody and everything at a particular time of year. It is clear that what the rustics were engaged in was a veritable sacrament in which they brought their deity to their deity, and partook of their deity with their deity under solid and liquid symbolism through the eating of toast and the drinking of wassail and the practice of sharing the wassail in the orchard, and then going to the enclosure where the animals were kept and doing the same to the ox, to the sheep, to the ram, and to the horse. And so in many of the old wassail songs, if you go online and find some of the old wassailing songs that have many, many verses, you will see that one verse may be to Dobbin and her bright eye, the horse. One may be to Bossy and her crumpled horn. One may be to the ram, one may be to the dogs or the children of the household. And so it was really an opportunity to do a great deal of that thanksgiving and recognition of everything that would have made up a middle-aged, by which I mean the Middle Ages, not someone 40, 50, or 60 years old, but a middle-aged farm cot or farmstead, and really gives us a real sense of the relationship between the land and the fruits of the land and the people who were doing the wassailing, and gives much more cultural depth and texture than here we come a-wassailing among the leaves so green. It's interesting to have a sense of where all of that comes from. Without further ado, let's get back into the caroling here. And in particular, let's go back over to France. We were just in Brittany a few moments ago, but Kate and Anna McGarrigal do a beautiful version of Il est né, he is born, and let's listen to it now.
Yeah. Iowa, they humbly laid at his feet their gifts of gold and incense
instrumental music there on the harp from Lorena McKennett. The Stockford Carol is the name of that particular tune, a very little known carol in the Anglo-Celtic tradition. Before that, Nancy Griffith on vocals with the Wexford Carol, The Banquet Hall by Lorena McKennett, and we started off with Anna and Kate McGarrigle and the Chieftains with Ilene and Saberger. Music from France and at least ostensibly from Brittany. To our listeners who have called in this evening, there have been several of you. Thank you very, very much for kind words and good thoughts. And we're going to wrap up here. Since we've been talking about wassail and the process of making wassail, and by the way, just a side hint, if you want a really great wassail recipe, the good old standard Joy of Cooking has a killer recipe for wassail, traditional wassail, complete with the lamb's wool and the baked apples and the simple syrup and the field full of spices and everything. The only thing I would suggest is don't use beer unless beer happens to be your thing. Use sherry and brandy. But if you're going to go that way, do be careful because it packs a punch. You should pardon the pun. We're going to finish up with a little bit of wassailing, as a matter of fact, off of an album called Songs for Midwinter by the Poor Clares. This is the Gloucestershire or Gower wassail, and off we go, wishing you and all those close to you the very best for this holiday season, whether it be Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, the Christmas holidays, and here's looking forward to a very good new year. And please, find someone that you don't feel like being kind to, and be kind to them anyhow. Thanks very much. Have a good holiday season.
Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With our wassailing bow, we'll drink to thee. Now here's to the maiden, the lily white smock, who tripped to the door and pulled back the lock. Who tripped to the door and pulled back the pin. For to let these jolly wassailers in. Ah, wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. Come, good man and fill us a bowl of the best, and we hope your soul in heaven may rest. But if you do fill us a bowl of the small, down go the good man, bowl and all.
Oh, yeah.
Now wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With our wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With our wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. Now here's to the pig and to her right eye. Please God send the master a good Christmas pie. And a good Christmas pie sure may we all see. With our wassailing bowl. Sail all over the town. Our toast it is white and our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With a wassailing bow we'll drink to thee. Now here is to Dobbin and to his long tail. Please God send the master a good cask of ale. Woo! And a good cask of ale sure may be all
sweet.
Wassail all over the town. Our toast it is white, our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With a wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. Now here's to the donkey and to his left ear. Please God send the master a happy new year. And a happy new year, oh may we all see. With our wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee. Wassail, wassail, all over the town. Our toast it is white, our ale it is brown. Our bowl it is made of the good maple tree. With our wassailing bowl we'll drink to thee.
Snolig Shona Gus Ikama. Yuket is in studio, and she's going to bring you a terrific evening of music on Musica Mundi. So keep it right here and expand your musical horizons. You are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com.